Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. Abiding Ministries, which began downtown, moved to the north side, and is now settled in Allentown, relies on volunteers to make an impact. But Pastor Christine Rotella says volunteer is not the word they like to use.
Well, we don't consider ourselves volunteers. We consider ourselves ministers, meaning service. Abiding Ministries is a mission outreach of the Evangelical Lutheran Church. It is an emergent ministry, and so it's something that has grown up out of a particular community, and Abidings grew up out of our sisters and brothers experiencing homelessness here in the city of Pittsburgh. You're going to be speaking with William Moses. He's a gentleman who has grown up here in the Pittsburgh area, but he has been with us for about a year and a half now. We met him on the north side. And he immediately stepped in, took a look around, started helping with the breakfast fellowship.
Oh, a friend of mine told me about it. He said you should go down and volunteer to do something. And I've been doing it ever since. And our name was William Moses, and I've been doing this for a year and a half now.
By the end of the spring, he was walking street rounds with me. So walking with me, making rounds, learning about what street homelessness is about.
What we do is we go out with the bags, might have some, like, waters. We have water sandwiches, cookies, candy or something for the kids. We have, like, stuff to give to them. If people ain't got nothing, we might have them in the book bag, something to give them or something like that. And we take them walking around, telling them about our experiences in the church and stuff like that.
He went with us just this past summer to West Virginia, to White Sulphur Springs, to help with flood recovery. And the way he explained that is, you know, we talked about what the experience was, is, you know what, I have a lot of challenges, I have a lot of problems, but I know God wanted me to put my things on hold and go and help these folks.
We was painting houses and building them, helping them with them and stuff. I like that. I enjoy it.
He is a phenomenal gentleman, and there are parts of our ministry that he's not comfortable with, but there's other parts he spent all day on Sunday just upstairs making sure the kids and the teenagers, as they kind of ran through the church building, did that, had fun, but stayed safe. You know, there aren't a whole lot of people who are volunteering for that, and he's always here. He had monthly bus passes, so he could be with us in the beginning. And then as he put himself back together, he was able to get a half-priced monthly bus pass for people with disabilities, something that the Port Authority does. And so he did that so that we would have more finances to help others. And then out of his pocket, out of his disability check, he pays the other half of his daily transit needs. So he pays to come here every day to be one of our ministers, where others have kind of full ride to do that. He's just an amazing guy. He'll bring candy or go and get air freshener or whatever we need out of his pocket so that the folks who gather with us can have a more positive experience. And he's just a really humble man.
It's what I love to do, is how I can give back to other people. And I put all of me into it.
To learn more about William Moses and others having a positive impact on our community, visit our website, wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA Celebrates People Making a Difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.